Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As soon as tomorrow, nearly 100 million Americans will be able to get a Moderna or Johnson & Johnson booster shot. The head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, says all three vaccines, including Pfizer, are safe and effective options. But Surgeon General Vivek Murthy wants to stress that this doesn't mean we all need to rush out to get a booster. Here he is on Morning Edition.
This is an option now that people have. We don't want people to feel that they need to rush out today and get the shot immediately at their six-month mark if they got Pfizer or Moderna and they're eligible, or at their two-month mark if they got J&J. But getting it, you know, close to that as you can is not a bad idea.
So who should actually get a booster and when should they get it? Let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. He joins us on Skype. And Dr. Hotez, welcome back. And let's start with the basics. 99 million Americans will soon be eligible. Who are these boosters recommended for?
Well, you know, I think in the way to think of this, in the case of the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer-BioNTech and the Moderna vaccine, it's a booster for selected populations that we'll talk about. For the J&J vaccine, it's not really a booster. It's sort of an autocorrection. And this, you know, probably always was a two-dose vaccine. It's not that protection is waning in the case of the J&J vaccine. It's just that it's better as a two-dose vaccine. So anyone who's gotten a dose of the J&J vaccine should get a second dose, and we can talk about maybe a few exceptions. And then for the case of the two mRNA vaccines, there's a list of recommendations for which group should get it.
Oh, that's interesting about Johnson & Johnson and it being kind of a correction to the one dose. You heard the Surgeon General say that people don't have to hurry out and do this. So who needs to actually get one quickly? And should those who got Johnson & Johnson for that first shot be more proactive than, say, Moderna recipients?
Yeah, the recommendation for the J&J, since it's protecting around the 70% level against symptomatic illness or possibly severe disease, you could bump it up to over 90% by getting that second dose. So that would be the recommendation. There's some discussion about the fact that some people did better if they got an mRNA booster instead of a second dose of J&J vaccine. But I thought those studies tended to stack the deck against seeing a favorable benefit of the J&J vaccine because the antibody response tends to get a little delayed. So I still think the J&J vaccine is a two-dose vaccine, is an excellent vaccine. The one group that might want to avoid the J&J and get the mRNA instead, if you're a young woman or a woman under the age of 40 or 50 and either on birth control or pregnant because you're more susceptible to thrombotic events, that's one of the rare complications of the J&J vaccine. Those individuals may want to get the mRNA instead of the second dose J&J, but there's going to be a lot more data on getting the same vaccine as the boost rather than the second dose rather than another one, a heterologous boost as we call it.
I see. Now that boosters are available, can we expect to see a moment, say, when we'll need a booster to be considered fully vaccinated, a time when maybe we'll need a third shot to get into places like restaurants and gyms and movies or even our workplaces?
Potentially. I think it's important to point out that this doesn't necessarily mean we're going to need an annual booster. So I'm thinking for the mRNA vaccines, it's not going to be one and done or two and done, but three and done. And I think that may be it for a while because that third dose does seem to give a lot more robust level of immunity. And I think it's going to be a lot more durable. I think part of the problem was the messaging of the mRNA vaccines. It was always a three-dose vaccine that I've been saying since the beginning because we gave those first two doses so close together. And that when we do that, for instance, with pediatric vaccines, we always need to give a boost later on, 6 months to a year later, and mRNA is going by that same playbook. So the hope is that once you get that third dose, and I think, yes, fully vaccinated will mean three doses for the mRNA eventually, then that may be it for a while.
Really quickly, I just have under a minute with you. Do we have any idea whether the booster will offer added protection against the most recent strain of the Delta variant?
It looks as though not only does it give stronger, more robust protection, but there's still some disagreement in the scientific community, but by having those much higher levels of virus neutralizing antibody and T cell responses, you do seem to seem to have some more resilience against the variants, like the Delta variant. So it's a good vaccine against Delta.
There's so much to watch for. Okay, 10 seconds. Side effects, 2-dose regimen, having a third one. Do we expect to see side effects?
So that's something that's going to have to be looked at really closely. So far in Israel, as far as I know, they've not seen an increase in myocarditis with the third dose of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, but that'll be something that we'll look at.
Dr. Peter Hotez, as always, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.